Arizona Science is supported by Research Corporation for Science Advancement.
For AZPM, I'm Leslie Tolbert, Regents Professor Emerita in Neuroscience at the University of Arizona, and this is Arizona Science. Our guest today is Charles Nusser, Eller Professor of Economics in the Eller College of Management at the U of A. Charles is an expert in experimental economics with a special focus on the relationship between our emotions and our sense of risk in decision-making and broader market activity. Welcome, Charles.
Thank you, Leslie. Thank you for having me here.
So I saw that your PhD is from Caltech, and I think Caltech has a particular strength in experimental economics. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Caltech is one of the institutions that had pioneering in the development of experimental economics. And the other pioneering institution at the time I was in graduate school was the University of Arizona.
And how would you define experimental economics? Is it trying to figure out how individuals make decisions about risk?
Think about economic data and the way that it can arise. One type of data is observational. We can go out in the world and we can measure prices, or we can measure GNP or interest rates or some variable. And that's accepting the data as it comes to us and recording it and analyzing it. With experimental economics, we actively create decision situations for the purpose of answering research questions. For example, we can take a group of people, one of them, we can give them induce happiness by showing them a video that induces happiness in a VR headset. And another group would be the control group, and they watch a video that doesn't change their emotions at all. And then we can compare the decisions the two groups make later on. And then we can see, does happiness affect your decisions in a certain way?
So give us an example of a decision you would ask them to make.
So, you know, in the popular press, we hear a lot about how the market is exuberant. If the stock market's going up, we say there's exuberance in the market. If the market is going down, we say there's fear in the market. It's a very strange notion to think that a market could have emotions. And I've been doing some research trying to unpack just what this means. So if we think about this carefully, it could be that the emotions are affecting the market, or it's the market activity that's affecting the emotions. So when we say the market's exuberant because the prices are going up, we can ask the question, are prices going up because people trading in the market are exuberant because they're excited and happy? Or are they excited and happy because the market is going up? Mm-hmm. So we can do an experiment where we create a market in the lab. We bring in 20, 30 people, and they're in a market. They're trading an asset. In Monday's session, we can induce happiness. We can make everybody happy by showing them a video that induces happiness before they trade. And on Tuesday, we can bring in another group and not induce happiness, have them watch a video that doesn't change their emotion at all. And we can see if the market with the happy people, the exuberant people, is generating higher prices than the other market.
And I've read that you also have done studies of how our emotional state drives our attitudes and behaviors. For instance, you found out that if we're disgusted, we tend to judge others as being less trustworthy, say, even though our disgust should have nothing to do with how trustworthy the people are that we're judging.
There's an experiment that we conduct that can measure trust, how much you trust another person, peer, or anybody else. And what you can do is you can induce different emotional states and see how that affects how much you trust the other person. And what we find is the emotions we study, happiness, anger, fear, don't affect the amount you trust. The key variable that affects how much you trust somebody else is disgust. If you induce a disgusted emotional state, then people become less trusting. They sort of, if you're disgusted, you kind of withdraw from the world and you don't trust other people.
Thanks very much for this. This has been a fascinating conversation. What a glimpse we have into how our emotions are affected by seemingly innocuous factors in our environments, and in turn then drive our behaviors, our economic decisions, and as you say, many more decisions than that, far beyond economics. Dr. Charles Nusser is an expert in the field of experimental economics. You can listen to this and all Arizona Science Conversations at azpm.org/Arizona Science. I'm Leslie Tolbert.
Thank you to Research Corporation for Science Advancement for their support of Arizona Science.